here is an example of some folks you might pass on the sidewalk, and you would have no idea who they were. Do they play music? What do they do? And, you know, there's lots of people in the world with a lot of talent, and you have no idea of what that is until you take a moment and get to know them a little bit. So during this next hour, we're going to get to know the group, Joe and Sean and Nicole and Dave. They are Old Neon.
Go on, hide your face. Weep into your knees. When you miss the sweet embrace, or you smell me on your sleeves. Go and turn out every light. Whisper in the dark. Scream out in the night. When you need to feel that same old boring spark, you could light up the sky with your empty words from months before you knew. All the hatred you would hide when you're tired of the view. Go and lay in empty hills. Discover greener fields. You could just lay down and die there, die there, die there. For all I'll ever feel, for all I'll ever feel, you could light up the sky with your.
Neon here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Let me start by talking to Joe Bray, who I think we'd call you the leader. Are you the leader?
I would say I'm the front man.
The
in
front
some ways.
Man.
I would say Sean is the leader. He's given me a grin.
Oh, I like it. A front man and a leader.
Yeah.
And then one of
kind of puppets to me.
Yeah.
Sean's the leader.
So we're already getting
it's interesting, and Nicole can be I'm trying to think, everybody could have a title that was sort of like being in charge, right?
True.
Nicole could be president.
You can call me dad. So,
yeah.
David's dad.
I always call myself
coordinator.
The backbone.
Oh, the backbone. Okay.
Yeah. That's just as important.
Did you say that in front of
me? I just did.
Well, let's, why don't we meet each of you, then I'm going to talk with Joe a little bit. I'll let you introduce yourself. Just tell us a little bit about you.
I'm Dave Dickinson, and I play lead guitar in this band.
You go next.
Sean Atkins, I play bass.
Sean, I want you to know, even though you're the leader, you took direction there from Joe. We'll have to figure out what that means.
We'll be replacing him after that.
I'll be reprimanded after this.
He's fine. We'll replace him.
I'm Nicole Pirates, and I play drums.
Well, it's nice to have all of you here. You all from Pittsburgh originally? Or
yes.
How did you meet? Did you know each other early in your life? Or?
Well, Sean and Dave knew each other.
As children, really.
As children. Yeah.
Really? Where'd you grow up?
We were in a couple different youth groups that did things together. We were in a cult.
We were in together. A cult.
But then the rest of us, just from local open mics, playing around, doing our own thing. Power of the Minds got together.
Excellent. Well, tell me about the first song. Well, what's it called?
That one is called Turn Out Every Light. It's actually a song that Sean wrote and has been playing for quite a few years, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's kind of our whole thing. We're pulling songs from Sean's repertoire, from my repertoire, and from Dave's, and starting to write some new stuff as well.
Well, that's fun. And that's also actually somewhat rare. Often it'll be one person's doing the songwriting. Yeah. Everybody will add a little bit to arrange it for the group. But
we were individual singer-songwriters prior to this and knew each other like primarily through open mics as adults. So we decided to kind of throw in together and support each other.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun and exciting with multiple people than just solo voice and guitar.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So you're almost doing your own round robin open mic where others will play with the person who wrote the song, except you're doing it consistently so you can get really good at it.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. There's more I want to talk about, but let's have you do another song. What would you like to do next?
Cool. We're going to do one of my tunes, actually. It's called Broken. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Prayers in the dark. I don't think you know who you're talking to. I've seen all your pretty scars. There's no reason left to look at you. And I swear this is the last time. I swear I've said this before. Now I'm going down and I'm taking you with me. This fool need around has got me thinking. But two broken hearts, with two broken hearts. I said I'm going down and there's nothing left here. Your love is bound to be twisted and impure. Broken hearts, two broken men. How the hell did this flame start? Should've walked when I ripped down the blinds. Now this fragile mind is being pulled apart by a pride in your lies and that look in your eyes. The weight of all of my omissions don't excuse your innocence. decisions, we're standing still. I tried to take this further, you extended our torture. It's overkill. Now I'm going down and I'm taking you with me. This whole lean around has got me thinking with two broken hearts. Said I'm going down and there's nothing left to you. Your love is bound to be twisted and impure in the end. Two broken hearts, two broken to mend. This is the last time, and I swear I've said this before.
That's a good song. That's Old Neon, which is a great band name.
Thank you.
By the way, I don't. Who came up with it? The leader, John. It's a good band name. It really is. I've heard a lot of about you. Did you instantly know you liked it when you heard it, or
it's
when you could
see? It's actually a reference to the short story by David Foster Wallace, "Good Old Neon." So there was already a band.
And he's one of my favorite writers, and I missed that entirely. I did not do the math on that. Now I got to go read that when I get home.
If you want to be sad, it's definitely a good one.
Yeah. he definitely can make you happy and make you sad all at the same time. Sometimes it's amazing. Old Neon here with us. Nicole, do you write as well?
I do, but apparently my songs are too happy.
Too happy for the band to take on.
Yeah, we have kind of a sad boy aesthetic going on.
A sad boy.
She's getting there. She claims that her next song is going to be.
It's
going to
be a hit.
It's going to be a hit.
We're going to find out.
Sad songs, they say so much. You know, they do. There are a lot of sad songs out there. You could write a song about David Foster Wallace.
There you go. And, we're not good enough to be good old Neon.
We're not.
That song really, Dave's guitar playing really came through on that song, I think. Yeah. And you forget, it's interesting. All four of you are really good musicians. And often in a band, you know, you'll have somebody that's primarily good at one thing, and it's nice to know you're all contributing songs except for Nicole.
Just teasing that the next song is going to be the thing.
Yeah,
she won't let us listen to it. We'll see.
Actually, you're playing really well. I've been enjoying it. It's not easy to keep up. Your hands gotta hurt after a while, or I would think they would after a while. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that Saturday mornings on community radio. Are you guys playing out anywhere where folks can hear you?
Our next show is actually March 20th at Mr. Small's Funhouse. We'll be playing with a touring group, Good Old Bird.
Tough Old Bird.
Tough Old Bird.
Tough Old Bird.
Tough Old Bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good,
yeah,
tough,
yeah, sure,
you know.
Never knew this.
I'm sorry. I've got me thinking about substituting those. No, Good Old
We're
Bird, Tough Old Bird.
We're looking for more bands with old in the name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, round out the bill.
More elderly bands.
More elderly bands.
Yeah, in the title.
We think
in
old
title.
Game is a little too big for us to get, though. Yeah.
Gosh.
This is really awful.
Yeah, I know. You've got me thinking of all... play puzzles and games, no more music. We'll just keep thinking about these things all morning long. So that's March 20th. What about music that people can download or get their hands on?
Oh, yeah. We put out a four-track EP like a month ago. It's called Reunion, ironically named. But it's out on Spotify, Bandcamp, anywhere you stream music, really.
Awesome. So look for that.
Some acoustic singles.
Yes, we also did an acoustic video of that first song, which is also streaming and on YouTube. And we have another song, Weeping, which is up there as well.
Now, when you guys play out, is anybody else with you, or is it typically you four?
It's us four.
Us four, okay.
We've been accompanied by another local musician, Sam, but that's happening less and less. So.
And
but we love you, Sam.
Are you still this acoustic when you're out? Or
Oh no!
This is very odd.
We play rock music.
Yeah.
Both me and Dave are on electric guitars. We have a full kit drum set. So
I play the same bass.
Yeah. but no, we like the indie rock vibe. Get a little bit loud with
yeah. it. Yeah. And you sound good in this configuration too. Yeah. And
well,
for
we've
us
been playing at acoustic open mics for a long time and
yeah.
And
yeah. I mean, most of these songs were written on an acoustic guitar with sense. More of a folk feeling in mind. So
and Nicole, you're on a full trap set?
Yeah.
Excellent. I think I know of exactly one other woman drummer in Pittsburgh. There have to be more,
we'll
of
have
course.
To kill her.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Nicole?
But honestly, there aren't that many, right? Our drums are usually dominated.
It depends. I think more and more recently I'm seeing more female drummers popping up and yeah. really good female drummers.
Yeah, well, and Karen Carpenter was a heck of a drummer.
Can't
and
compare to Karen Carpenter. You know,
they're actually, it's a heck of a thing to say, but you typically think of certain guys that are drummers,
yeah.
but there are, the more I think about it. Not in Pittsburgh. I really only know one other, but I've seen some videos of some amazing drummers mm-hmm. Out there. Old Neon, the name of the group. What would you guys like to do next?
I think we should play Warmer Weather, one of the songs off the EP.
Okay, and the last one was Joe's song. Is this Sean's?
This is back to Sean,
okay.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll ask Sean who painted his fretboard, which he's got this rainbow.
Yeah, it's just tape.
It's just tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. When I change strings, I just put masking tape over or duct tape over each of the fretboard holes.
It's nice. It's a nice rainbow effect there.
Thank you. Well, that's the next segment.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Here's Old Neon again.
One, two. I could find a way to make believe January air became a summer breeze. If I could feel the warmth of your embrace before a frozen winter takes its place, and I hope you'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home. And I hope you'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home. If I could find my way back to July, fireworks paint up the empty skies. Autumn leaves, they began to change. I felt your hand start to slip away. And I hope you'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home. And I hope
fly home. Bottles empty before noon. Tried to save you, I still do. But you're not alone when you come down. And I hope you'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home. And I hope you'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home. And I hope you'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home. And I hope you'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home to warmer weather. You'll fly home.
Old Neon, that's a song. I can imagine you doing a longer version of that, playing out and keeping it going.
Yeah.
For a while, there's a lot of opportunities to stretch out on that song, and it's got just a really nice vibe to it. It's well written. It really is kind of neat that each of you is writing, except Nicole, and
secretly writing.
It's neat to hear because your different voices are really showing as you play, and it's always fun to go to an open mic where people, you know, hear a variety of songs, and a lot of bands aren't quite as egalitarian with songwriting as you guys seem to be.
Yeah, no, I think it's really cool because, like you said, there's obviously differences in the writing, but especially with the whole band together, it's still a cohesive sound and sort of theme. So I'm super into it.
Are you guys able to get together to practice often enough? Or that I know that's
we're actually shifting to twice a week now.
We're doing twice a week. Very dedicated.
Very dedicated.
It's hard, it's hard to find the time and the place.
Well, I mean, Sean specifically had a vision for this and was like, "Are we going to take this seriously or not? If you want to come in, then you need to take it seriously."
Yeah, got to commit.
And we're all kind of in for the ride and happy about that. I'd much rather be in a band that was being intentional than in a band that was kind of letting things happen.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Redundantly redundant.
You want to be deliberate about that.
Exactly.
If you're not all wired similarly in that particular respect, it's going to create tension and not the good kind of tension. But
I think I'm such a bad cop that I just scream and they do what I
say. So Sean's is the leader, making sure everybody shows up. Do you find the guys if they're late for practice?
Yes.
A lot of the...
Yeah, this one time
now
he
I do.
Showed up at my house, yanked me out of bed by my ankles, swung me around his head, threw me.
We have end of the year.
That's a lot of strength
as well.
Yeah.
Yep, that's difficult.
I think I'm going to get a pay cut after this one.
I mean, was that before or after dinner when he'd come and grab you out of bed?
It's like 6 a.m. We got a big practice day.
I'm trying to think of some of the band leaders notorious for finding people.
James Brown, for sure.
Yeah, James Brown, definitely. And there's some others, you know. And you wonder what... Actually, it's tough to be a band leader.
It's not with these guys.
With these guys, I'm sure you're fine.
We're all on the same page, I think.
Yeah.
If not, I'll just fire them.
Yeah. If you're putting together bands for different pickup bands, so to speak, it can be tough to be the guy in charge.
Yeah, we're definitely not a pickup band.
Yeah.
Well, we've all done that for a long time and kind of tired of that. So.
Yeah, I'll bet. Old Neon, the group, they have two more songs to do, I believe.
Yeah.
And whose song?
We need to hear from David, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, we haven't heard any David songs.
Yeah, we saved it for the perfect time.
Perfect. What's the song going to be?
My Beautiful Friend.
My Beautiful Friend. Is it an instrumental or is somebody singing?
No.
I'll sing.
So, all of us play exactly the instruments that we play, no matter whose song we're playing. And so Joe is the singer, and when I perform this out, I'll sing it. But in this context, Joe sings, and, you know, I play guitar, and Sean plays
Yeah, that
bass.
Was kind of one of the things that I demanded of everyone, is that we would have a unified front person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I don't like how I sing. I like how David sings, but I would rather Joe sing everything.
But yeah. I was, I
and,
mean,
and
I,
Nicole's fired.
I was in a band. I was in a band where we were playing each other's songs, and it was super fun. But whoever wrote the song would sing the song, front the song, and it was a lot of fun. I think it was confusing for the audience to a certain degree.
I could see that.
Yeah, I think, and I'm not just saying this because I'm the front man, but I think it's good to have kind of like a face, like, oh, it's that guy. He's the lead singer, instead of like, oh, he's the main vocalist, but he's the secondary vocalist, but sometimes sings lead. It just gets a little messy.
I think that's a good idea. And it's not like this is Joe Bray and Friends or the
exactly.
Joe Bray experience.
It is old neon.
It's old neon.
Our own entity.
And you're right. It would get confusing to go back and forth like that. Well, next up, so we'll hear Dave's song. It's called Beautiful Friend. And here again, Old Neon.
The smokers in the alley, you're like a fresh wind, 'cause you are not what I thought I needed. Yes, you are not what I thought I craved. Yes, you are not the thought that I was needing. Oh, you may just be the real thing. Needing, oh. just be the real thing. My beautiful friend, my beautiful friend.
That's a sweet song, really a very nice song sung there by Joe, written by Dave with Sean on bass, Nicole on cajon, and
dedicated to Katie Dickinson.
Katie Dickinson.
Is it though? We don't even know. It's not.
I thought it was. Well, I'm dedicating it.
Okay, it's really about that. It's really about that moment when you first meet somebody and you're wondering whether you are friends, whether you're in love with them, whether you know,
it's about me, is what you're saying.
Moment, which I have experienced with my wife, yes, and that definitely helped me write the moment, knowing what that was like. But
I think you written by recovered
someone else walk through that dance with someone else.
And
ultimately that relationship didn't become a very long-term romantic thing. But it became a beautiful friendship. And
I wanted to dedicate it to your wife.
Oh, I see what happened. That's right.
I see how you're going. Okay.
Wait, what's going on between you and his wife?
I guess we're about to find out.
No,
on the air. You're telling me on the air?
No, Katie's a good sport. She likes my song the best. Well, she likes the last song that I wrote better than all the other songs. So, like...
So that makes her a good sport. Or she says, Dave, play that beautiful Fred song. I really love it, but have Joe come over to the house and sing it.
No. Yeah, come over and play easy.
Ooh,
He's
look.
He's still processing it.
The look here. The look here. It is a good song. It's a great song. And
songwriting really... is never about the thing that it was about, right? It's about a whole mishmash of things that, you know, one thing sparks a thought and then you start writing, and maybe you had something in mind when you first go, but then you know, the second part of the song is inspired by something else, and by the end of it you've got a song, and you know, saying this is about this thing is something that artists all the time have kind of fought against, like don't necessarily put this in a spot.
Well, for sure. And lots of times listeners or people looking at art will interpret hundreds of things that, you know, it's kind of fun maybe for the artist to hear these interpretations, critics, coming up with all these ideas that you never intended or weren't even there. Plus, I think when you write and create, you often end up going in – I mean, it's creation. You end up going in very different directions while you are in the zone and in the process. And if it is a song about your own memories, they are not necessarily fixed and permanent, right? They're elastic as you remember things. So it's really neat to hear such great songs out of all of you. It's pretty much our last chance to talk this morning. Is there anything any of you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to?
I kind of want to hear what's going on between Joe and David's wife. Let's dig into that.
Yeah. Does Henry know? No. We shouldn't even joke about that. Henry played drums on the air with us not too long ago. How old is he now?
Henry's 14 now.
Wow. And that was fun. And actually, your wife is Catherine, did I hear?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, good to job. Call her a good sport. That's what we say about Ricky all the time. To be a good sport is...
She lets us play in her house all the time.
She's a huge support.
Ricky does? Yeah.
Oh. Yes, Ricky. Yes, Ricky. Thanks, Ricky.
Yeah, there's all these things. Now I know all that noise when I was trying to sleep. No, it's it takes supportive partners and friends when you're doing something like this, for sure, and families. Anything else, though, you wanted to mention?
We're on Bandcamp, Spotify. Find us.
Yeah, at Old Neon Music.
Download our stuff for free on Bandcamp. We give things. If you come to our show, we give away free shirts.
How nice.
We're really into free.
Free stickers.
Yeah.
Stickers.
Beautiful. Maybe when you retape your guitar or your guitar, your bass, you can give away, you know, old colored tape.
The old sweat covered neon tape.
Surely they will
tape.
Be clamoring for old disgusting tape.
It'll show up on eBay someday, you know, when you're famous.
All right. Well,
Dave, Nicole.
Someone got fired during this?
Yeah. Dave, Joe, Sean, and Nicole, thank you for being here with us today. And whose song are you going to finish up with?
This is my song. It's called Easy.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Are you doing well? Do I really want to know? 'Cause I still hurt like hell. You found someone to call your own. Does he treat you better? Don't say his name out loud. Do you still wear my sweater? Did you throw everything out? Do you still wonder what could have been? Is it just me? 'Cause I'm digging up the dirt when it's growing over. I'm pulling up the past and I'm healing slower tonight. It ain't easy tonight. It ain't easy. Are you happy now? More than dancing in the dark. That night it all came out. We lost our minds, a common spark. Do you remember New York? Kissing in Bijou. Do you remember the standard? Voting's crazy twos. Do you remember the night I had to leave? Is it just me? Digging up the dirt when it's growing over. Pulling up the past and I'm healing slower tonight. It ain't easy tonight. It ain't easy. Does he treat you? Say his name out loud. I never sent that letter. It spelled all this out. Do you remember the perch? Our rooftop rendezvous. Sunbathing under the birch. When I said I loved you. Do you ever stop and think of me? And I'm healing slower tonight. It ain't easy tonight. It ain't easy. Locking down my love like I've never known her. Riding down the words, trying to find some closure tonight. It ain't easy tonight. It ain't easy tonight. It ain't easy tonight. It ain't easy.
Old Neon, thank you for being here today.